This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift is furious over the X-rated, AI-generated photos of her circulating on social media. The Cruel Summer singer is considering taking legal action after the graphic images went viral this week. The Twitter account that posted them doesn't exist anymore, but somehow they were posted on Twitter without getting blocked. Oh, that's why they named it X. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had dinner together, though it was just a night out with their oldest daughter, Northwest, and her friends. Kim and her daughter showed up at Nobu in Malibu dressed in high fashion, while Kanye showed up a little later wearing tall rubber boots and a full face mask. So while Kim looked ready for the runway, Kanye looked ready to fix a toilet. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre will host a Super Bowl after party at Wynn Hotel's Encore Beach Club in Las Vegas that will commemorate the 30th anniversary of Snoop's Dre-produced hit, Gin and Juice. Diplo will DJ the party, though the party organizers promise a surprise. Perhaps it's mass shrinkage, because it's cold in February. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra's $20 million mansion is virtually unlivable and poses dangerous health threats. The couple has not been living there for months due to multiple water issues which caused a mold infestation. They are suing for the cost of repairs and loss of use of the residence, which is around $2.5 million. Talk about a moldy situation. JoJo Siwa is returning to Judge So You Think You Can Dance, replacing Nigel Lithgow following him stepping down after two sexual assault lawsuits. This is the second season in a row that a judge had to be replaced. Last year, Glee alum Matthew Morrison was fired after sending text messages to a contestant. What the hell's going on over there?
Dead or alive?
Nicole Eggert was a popular actress in the 80s, starring on Baywatch beginning at the age of 18. Dead or alive? Alive. Eggert just revealed she has breast cancer, saying she felt pressure to get a boob job on the show because she felt self-conscious on set. She implored young actresses today to think twice before having the procedure. Eggert is 52. Suits led Nielsen's top 10 most streamed TV series of 2023 with over 57 billion minutes viewed. Yep. Rounding out the top 10 were The Office, Bluey, NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Cocomelon, The Big Bang Theory, Gilmore Girls, Friends, Heartland, and Supernatural. Wow. Rerun City. Krishan Rock is obviously trying to work things out with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Blueface. And she's proving it by getting a large tattoo of her baby daddy on her face. Blueface is currently sitting in jail in L.A. for a probation violation after beating a security guard at an L.A. area club. Maybe she should just tattoo her face blue. Khloe Kardashian says she goes to the gym to deal with stress. Oh yeah. This after the father of her two kids, Tristan Thompson, was suspended from the NBA for 25 games without pay after he tested positive for banned substances that are considered performance enhancers. Yep, those Kardashians have great taste in men.
Idiot of the Week!
Actress Alyssa Milano is being skewered on social media after she launched a GoFundMe to benefit her 12-year-old son Milo's baseball team. She posted, quote, "My son's baseball team is raising money for their Cooperstown trip. Any amount would be so greatly appreciated," unquote. Geez, it's not like he has cancer. Idiot. Aaron Moriarty has left Instagram after the boys star slammed Megyn Kelly for making unfounded claims that she underwent several cosmetic procedures. Moriarty, 29, said she was not deleting her account so fans could see her statement bashing Kelly's offensive comments, but that she simply would no longer be using it. Ah, she'll be back. American Nightmare, a true crime series retelling of what many called the real Gone Girl case, debuted at number one on Netflix. The three-part series was the top global English-language show as well, landing in the top 10 in 88 countries. The case involves the kidnapping of Denise Hoskins from her California home, but that's just the beginning. Kevin Costner suspected that his ex-wife, Christine Baumgartner, was romantically involved with their neighbor, Josh Connor. The Yellowstone actor and the handbag designer, who share three kids, finally settled their bitter divorce in September. Baumgartner has since moved on with Costner's former friend, while Costner has started dating singer Jewel. Holly Weird. The Greatest Night in Pop takes a backstage look at the making of We Are the World. The Netflix doc revisits the 1985 night when most of music's biggest stars came together at A&M Studios in Hollywood to record the blockbuster charity single. Produced by Quincy Jones and written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, the movie is worth checking out. If you like that shit.
The Trash Bin.
Nicki Minaj cracked a joke about Megan Thee Stallion's mother, who died a few years ago. This after Megan slammed Minaj's husband of 4 years, Kenneth Petty, in her new song, Hiss. The song was perceived as a diss since Nicki's husband is a registered sex offender and was convicted of attempted rape charges. Yep, love and hisses.
The news wrap-up.
Americans streamed 184 billion hours worth of content last year, a 21% increase. Elon Musk's $56 billion Tesla compensation package has been voided by a federal judge in Delaware. Amazon will not buy iRobot, maker of the Roomba. iRobot then announced it will lay off 350 people. Now that's cleaning house.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Argyle and the Beekeeper are tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time returns to the top of the chart.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
It's Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham.
Justin Timberlake is back in the limelight with a brand new album and a big tour coming this year. His sixth studio album is entitled Everything I Thought It Was, and it's releasing March 15th. The Forget Tomorrow tour kicks off in Vancouver on April 29th and winds up in Lexington, Kentucky on July 9th. Look, I got through all that and I didn't mention Nipplegate once. Oops. His new track is blowing up and we love it. Here's Justin Timberlake with the song of the week, Selfish.
Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart could go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame, oh baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you.
That was Justin Timberlake with the song of the week, Selfish. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.